All right, let's get down to the real facts, real.
So I'm Erica Hodkin.
I'm Destiny Collins.
And I'm Najee Hampton.
And we're from WGXC,
the radio station.
All right.
And we're here to talk about
bullying.
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 We're just gonna tell you a little facts that we know. Bullying has been such a big issue.
Personal, teachers, students, unnecessarinessness.
Yeah, definitely.
We're actually people that go through it, and now we know how it feels like.
I am being bullied.
She bullies. Stop lying.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
All right, I'm lying. I do.
Hello, and I'm here with Joanne Scanapico, and I'm Najee Hampton. When you hear the word bullying, what does that mean to you?
It means that no one can stand the earth without being tortured of how they look or what color skin they are. People called me badass, saying that I was a disgrace to this world, and when I walk, it makes an earthquake.
I'm here with Jordan McNutt. When you hear the word bullying, what goes on in your mind?
It just makes me remember of all the cruel things that have happened in the past to all these kids I have met and stuff.
Have you ever been bullied before?
Yes, I have, for all my years. I've been called gay, and I've been called fat ass, and it really takes it to the heart and how they treat you and how they can put you down.
Have you ever been bullied before?
Yes, actually, ever since I've been in, like, kindergarten, because I've been the smallest kid in my grade, so it's, like, every day that I walk in school, or every first week of school, I'm terrified they'll, like, walk in there and then end up crying by the end of the day.
That makes you feel, like, angry at them or just sad?
It makes me feel like there's something wrong with me, and I would like to share of one time I had gotten so sick of people calling me that. I had thought about doing suicide, and I had everything planned out and everything. But I had thought about what was important and how they were just people that really had something wrong in their life, and they were making other people feel imperfect.
Like they were trying to take their anger out on someone else.
Yeah.
That they thought was, like, the weaker.
Yep.
If you see a person getting bullied, what advice would you give them?
I would give them to walk away from the situation or get an adult and just mainly stay away from the person.
What if they keep coming back?
Then you need to report them immediately, because as time progresses, things could or will get worse.
I just couldn't bear it. So sometimes on the TV you see kids going suicide and they kill themselves over bullying. And if we put a stop to this, I think the world will be better.
When you get bullied, what things come to mind?
Usually just, like, everyone that died because of bullying and thinking that, like, I'm better than that. So I shouldn't be driven to something that drastic by the end of the day.
If you see someone getting bullied, what advice would you give them?
I would just tell them to walk away because they're better than that. Or I would stand up for them.
I suggest you think of the positive things. You think of your family and the people out there that really care for you. And just stay positive and don't think about what they have done to you.
They just asked someone for help or just didn't even think about it. Just think, yeah, and that's how I am, but are you really gonna judge me?
You know that bullying is a really big issue in school and outside of school, right?
Yeah, it's a huge issue.
When you hear bullying, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel, like, depressed, and it makes me feel like it brings up my memories, because, like, back then I used to be bullied so bad. I remember I used to be bullied in fourth grade, and this girl said, and at the time my dad just, like, moved, like, 20 hours away. Before I was mature enough to handle myself, I got in a fight because... So, like, the girl was like, I bet your parents don't even want you. And at the time, I really did feel that. So I put on my little show in front of the teacher, started crying and everything. But after school, I fought her. Oh, my God, I destroyed her. Still to this day, I get bullied. Like, if you see me in school all the time and everyone's like, oh my gosh, Erica, you like, you all big and bad, da 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 da. I would never ever want to be on your bad side, this and the third. That's just how it is nowadays with me having to take care of myself. That's how I am. But like when everyone calls me like a fat ass, like when I walk, people say I make an earthquake. I try to say something smart back up, like, oh, word, your mom's coming? Let her know I said hi, but I got a jet and go to class. But I don't care. Like, they still to this day make smart remarks. My mom wonders why, like, when I come home from school, she's like, why do you always gotta lock yourself up in your room? Because I have no one to talk to. Literally, my laptop is my journal, and I have like 5 passwords on it.
This is how I see it. Like, everybody sees you like with a smile on your face.
I hide it. That's my poker face. That's what I call it. It's a poker face. If you see my insides, there is no insides. All my insides are disintegrated. They're like glass. They're shattered. There's nothing in me. That's why when like I hit somebody or I'm joking around and I hurt somebody, I laugh about it. Like, I try not to, but it's like a force of habit now. Like, the chain reaction. Someone bullied me, someone bullied them, da 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 da, and it goes on. I'm not taking bullcrap from nobody anymore. I'm tired of it. It's past my head. I'm done.
When you see a person being bullied, what do you do?
I'm like, yo, you better stop it, and then I'll get up in their face. I'll start cussing them out. Like, listen, who you talking to?
Have you ever bullied someone before?
I have.
In school, do you feel like the teachers are bullying you in any sort of way? That's sad. Like, they're supposed to be our inspiration to go to school, to get a college degree and stuff. But at the same time, they're evil. Wow, you almost got me over here in tears, because that's bad that, like, bullying can occur everywhere. And I thought, like, you are the most person that's, like, cheering and happy and... But, like, in the inside, you're like...
I put my poker face. That's really what... That's really the poker face showing out.
That's just a lot to take in. What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mamas. I think the whole world's addicted to the drama. Only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate, and to discriminate only generates hate, and when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate, and that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all. People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach, and won't you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us, send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning, where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
It just ain't the same, always you change. New days are strange, is the world insane? If love and peace is so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denies thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on. Where's the truth, y'all? Come on, I don't know. Where's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. When you practice what you preach, would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us, send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning, where is the love?
Where is the love? Where is the love?
Where is the love? The love?
I feel the weight of the world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people gets colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Yeah.
Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found. Now ask yourself,
where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? One word, one word. We only got one word, one word. That's all we got. One word, one word. And something's wrong with it. Yeah. Something's wrong with it. Yeah. Something's wrong with the good word, world. Yeah. We only got one word, one word. That's all we got. One word, one word.
This is produced by
Radio Rebels.
Asking all them questions. Why you asking all them questions? Making statements. Us who?